So I have a short, quick word here that would be hopefully an encouragement to you today as it regards prayer and praying in faith. So pray with me if you would here just for a moment that I would just speak the word that the Lord has. Lord, thank you for your help. I thank you for your scriptures, Lord, and I would just ask, Father, for a fresh filling of the Spirit for me, and I pray that these words would be helpful to these brothers and sisters, Lord, and pray you would bless them. Amen. So I was reading a few days ago in Galatians chapter 3 in verse 5, and it says, "Does he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you do so by works of the law or by hearing with faith?" I'll read that one more time. Galatians 3:5. "Does he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you do so by works of the law or by hearing with faith?" And I don't know if you've had those moments where you're reading the scriptures and one little verse like that will just open up a cavern of knowledge that maybe you never had before, things you've never thought about before. And so I started thinking about the radical simplicity of what the scriptures say there. Specifically the part where he says, the working of miracles among you. Does that happen by work of the law? Or does that happen by hearing mixed with faith? And you'll remember the famous verse that says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord, right? So when we hear the word of the Lord, it stirs up faith in our hearts as we hear it. So he's saying the same thing here. So miracles are done among you by hearing with faith. And you remember in Luke chapter 7 where Jesus heals the centurion's servant. The centurion sends his friends out to Jesus and says, "Please come heal my servant." And Jesus comes to do that, and then before he gets to the house, the centurion sends people and says, "No, don't come under my roof, because I'm a man under authority, and I say to this one, go, and he goes, and this one, come, and he comes." And remember what Jesus says. He marvels and says, "Not in Israel, nowhere in Israel have I seen such faith." Because the centurion said, "Just speak the word, and my servant will be healed. Speak the word, and my servant will be healed." And Jesus says, "I've never seen faith like this. This is incredible." And then you remember when Jesus in Matthew 17 is on the Mount of Transfiguration, and he comes down, and the disciples are trying to cast a demon out of this guy, and they can't do it, the little boy, the epileptic. And the Father comes to Jesus, and remember what Jesus says to them? He says, "Oh, faithless and twisted generation, how long will I have to be with you? Bring the boy here." He casts the demons out of him. And the disciples come to him. They say, "Why couldn't we do that?" And he says, "Because of your little faith." And what he meant by that was not that you had a little bit of faith and it wasn't enough. Because just before that, he called them a faithless generation. They had no faith. They didn't have faith. And there's another place where the disciples cry out to Jesus and they say, "Increase our faith." And remember what his response is. "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you speak to that mountain and it moves, and nothing will be impossible for you." So what Jesus is saying is, don't ask, "Increase my faith, like I've got a pound of faith and I want 3 pounds of faith." He's saying, have faith. You don't have to have a lot of faith. You just have to have faith. And so for me, I can get my prayers going and think about the work that it takes to move God to do things in prayer. I don't know if you can feel that way, but it's hard work to pray, we think, you know, and that the old thought that, you know, if you pray really hard, God might do this for you. And that's just not biblical. It's so opposite. The truth is, prayer has been made by the Lord to be very easy for us because we're not very smart. We're like sheep, you know, so he makes it really simple for us. But prayer, to be effective, has to be done in faith. Hearing by faith produces great things. And so it's not complicated. It's very simple. But at the same time, it's not for those who just want to get in and get out real fast. It takes some learning to do this. It takes pressing in and saying, what does faith mean? What faith is a real tangible thing. It's not just an abstract thought, like I have faith that God, Faith is a real vibrant thing in our life. So when I'm filled with faith, I hear the word of the Lord that he's saying, either through scriptures or somebody speaks a word to me. I wake up the other morning and I'm laying there and I just feel like I'm underwater already. The day's already on top of me and I'm just frustrated, in a bad mood. It's going to be a bad day today, you know? And then my sweet wife comes up to me and I tell her how I'm feeling, and she said, well, it's a good thing that the Lord's plans for you today are to prosper you and not to harm you. And what happens? Faith fills my heart. Yes, that's right. I heard the word of the Lord and I have faith. So then I begin to pray. And I didn't get like $5 million and, you know, get a new car that day, but I had a good day that day. I had a faith-filled day full of the Holy Spirit. Does that make sense? So hearing by faith, and then it produces great things. So miracles are really, really easy. There's nothing complicated about healings and about salvation. There's nothing complicated, but it does take faith. Casting out demons, really easy. It takes faith, right? So that's all I had to share with you.
Amen.